Lord. So unfortunately, I got to talk over a little bit of this stuff, but I've been wanting to play stuff off this comp like every time I filled in. Really cool stuff. Dutch home recorded stuff by random people all over from Holland, sending it into this Fluxus artist who had a radio show in the 80s. And it's just a collection that these people went through all these tapes and found all this cool, weird stuff that people sent in. It's credited to their names. Everything's untitled, like short pieces. And a lot of it's really, 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 really good. It came on an LP last year from a label called Dead Mind. The album is called Willem de Ridder and the Radio Art Foundation Presents Radio Radiola. Willem de Ridder is the guy with the radio show. And then all these things are credited under these various people who send tapes in. Really, really cool stuff. But I need to tell you about the banger set that we just heard. Let's start it off at the top with Glass. That was from 2020, a tape from 2020 called Wilting and Mauve. The track was called A Tangled East, and incorporating some Coltrane and Love Supreme in there. Then we heard something, heard some forthcoming things. Le Grand Couturier. Ruining that French thing on Un Je Ne Sais Quoi, great label. The title track from an album called Fantasync that comes out in November. SML, excellent jazz LA cut up, you know, freakers. They have a new album coming out already. Really cool. How You Been is what it's called. That track was called Taking Out the Trash. That's coming out on International Anthem. Spit Robot, except a bad word for spit is. German guy. Pretty awesome new 12-inch on DFA. That was Adrian Sherwood dub of No Cigar. Really, really great stuff. My. This is from 2022 on Maple Death, Italian group, from an album called, double album called Remorso. Secondo Coro delle Lavandaie, I don't know, featuring Maria Violenza. Really awesome track. Automatic, that's new from the LA group. Is It Now is the name of the album on Stone's Throw. Don't Want to Dance was the name of that one. New stuff from Zvinyl Zvi, that's a local group featuring members of Savak and Girls Against Boys and a bunch of other bands. Hate This Feeling from a new tape on Fuzzy Warbles. That last banger we heard was Authentically Plastic. That's new on Hakuna Kalula. Track called Shivers from an album called Rococo Ruin. And now we're hearing stuff from that comp, which is really good stuff. You're listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online WFMU.org. Take you out some more from these tapes. Next week, 400th episode for the Hellraiser. Live set from Genre is Death. And a bunch of weird noise. Count on it, man. Or maybe it'll just be like Flipper for 3 hours. Who knows? No. Who knows what's going to happen? Thank you.
Hellraiser!
Hey, it's Bucci. All right, that's enough. It's not even Halloween yet. I don't know why that got so spooky. I told my uncle, do something nice for me. And this is what he gives me. Nurse with wound. Oh, that's nicer. Much nicer.
You call yourself a DJ.
Jesus. Hey, it's Bucci.
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 Let's bring us down. Whoa! Get this thing, capital T, started. Let's do a checklist. Sky blue pants, check. Off-white t-shirt. Baseball hat cocked to the side. Figuratively and literally. Yep. Mmm. Tastes like autumn, folks. Autumn. Smell that air. Actually, all I can smell is the meatball that Cremo Coyle was eating here before, at the end of his show. Seriously, I came in here, and Cremo was eating this meatball. I say it was meatball, but it was like long. It was a long meatball. He said, "Booch, have some of this," and then he cursed meatball. And I said, I thought meatballs were round. And he said, "You know what? What do you know? Meatballs can be loud too." And that was a Cremo Coyle
adage.
And then he stormed out. Yeah, autumn. It's a beautiful, totally normal 84 degrees here in Jersey City, New Jersey. Walking around with an air conditioner pointed right at my face and an extra long extension cord. But yeah, you can tell it's on. The pumpkins are starting to get fat. The farms are bursting with grains and seeds. Scarecrows are working overtime. You know, like, people, I guess farmers, put scarecrows out in a field to keep, like, birds and rats away, I guess. I don't even know. You don't even need a scarecrow to keep me out of a field. Hay on its own is scary enough for me, thanks. I look at, seriously, folks, I look at a field of hay, and I think, man, look at all the ticks and the mites are in there. I'm not going anywhere near that. But, you know, for me, if you stick a T-shaped, crucifix-shaped two pieces of wood out there and hang some pants and a flannel shirt on it, for me, it's less scary. Scarecrows don't even work. Because I'm like, hey, you know, I say, hey, who's that? Who's that person out there in the field? I should go up to it. Should tell him about Bucci. Ask him if it will, you know, maybe follow me on Instagram. Bucci. Bucci. Because I see this scarecrow and he's got all these mutual friends and he won't follow me. But, scarecrows, I mean, scarecrows are interesting.
Trust Bucci.
Just trust me on that. So we're going to get into the topic, dream charcuterie board, but actually, let me talk, I mean, talking about scarecrows, this is funny, actually. My my last father, actually, he did, actually stuck a scarecrow outside of our house when I was growing up. But it wasn't to protect the property from, you know, crows or blue jays, whatever. Because my dad friggin' loved crows. He domesticated this crow, which he called Jeffrey. And it would sit on his chest and pick the seeds out of his teeth while he watched, I don't know, what was he watching? Mo Better Blues. But the reason he put it out there was to scare, actually, the kids from the neighborhood away. He said they were a bad influence on me, which I don't even, you know, I could have used some bad influence, frankly. So these kids would, these kids would come by, take one look at the scarecrow, and just run away. The weird thing is that the scarecrow kind of looked like Bucci. It was dressed exactly like Bucci. It had my jeans, JNCO style. It had my, you know, my one of my Chicago Bulls jerseys. Derrick Rose, if you must know. And he'd even, he's even squirted some of my favorite cologne all over it. So, which at the time was this Arm & Hammer shoe deodorizer spray. Ocean. So it smelled very strongly of me. And so kids would come up to me, go up to the scarecrow and smell it and say, ah, that's Bucci.
Ah, it's Bucci! Run!
Now that brings back memories. Memories of kids saying,
ah, it's Bucci! Run!
And they'd run away. And I'd be looking out my attic window saying, no, 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 slumping against the wall, you know, with my face in my hands. No, no, please, come back, come back, come back, please, come back, come back.
Bucci.
Yeah, that thing, that scarecrow, sorry, I get to the dream charcuterie in a second. That scarecrow stood outside my house for years. Until I sort of got used to it being out there. And eventually, I stopped seeing it as a, you know, an enemy or some sort of guard. I saw it as, you know, a buddy. Named it Twiggy, after my favorite kind of stick. Remember, I kind of bonded with it like a baby duckling with a scarecrow. And when I turned 18, I said, I got to get out of this attic. I need to see some of the world. Road trip. And so I thought, what the heck? And I took the scarecrow with me. I took old Twiggy with me. Took it off its post. And I stuffed all my possessions into it. And headed out on the road. This was way before like JanSport backpacks were invented, so the scarecrow was like the next best option as far as a backpack is concerned. You could, when you need something, you carry all your stuff in it, and it fit a lot of my stuff. Plus it was nice because it was like having a company. But you can't talk to a backpack, you know. It's not a very good road companion. You can't tell a backpack your dreams, but you can tell a scarecrow your dreams. And it will listen. And, you know, it's when you pull a scarecrow across your back, you know, you got a little buddy. And then when you pull a toothbrush out of the backpack, it wakes up. Sorry, go back to bed. I just need my toothbrush.
Oh, okay. Where are we?
We're in a motel. We're in Edison, New Jersey. Isn't that exciting?
I must have fallen asleep. I don't remember.
Yeah, we were tired. So, what do you want to do today?
I don't know. Whatever you want.
I just want to meet new people.
I just want to see my kid again.
All right, you told me about him. Patchy, right?
The last time I saw him, he was just a bunch of hay. I'm sure someone has put clothes on him by now. He probably doesn't even remember me.
When was the last time you spoke with him?
Years ago. 15 years ago.
You should reach out.
I do have a phone number for him.
Well, call him.
But what if he doesn't want to talk to me?
Come on, a son always wants to talk to his father. And that's a Bucci adage.
Okay. Let's see, where's the number? Oh, here it is.
There you go.
It's ringing. Patch? It's your dad. It's Twiggy. I know, it's been a while. I've just been thinking of you lately. How are you doing? Oh, that's good.
Ask him if he wants to hang out.
I was wondering. I have some time off if you want to, you know, hang out. Throw a baseball around. Sure. I understand. So,
ask him about his grades.
Are you getting good grades? Straight A's. That's great. Well, I know you're busy. But maybe if you have time next week, we can... Oh, sure, yeah, I understand. You have to go. You're busy. But if you ever want to go... Hello?
Ah,
he hung up! I shouldn't have even done it. It's too late to be a father.
Twiggy, relax. The important thing is that you made contact.
No, it's not that. I have cord snakes in my belly. They're eating me. I'm infested with them.
Oh, okay. Sort of like I'm infested with toxoplasmosis.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, we don't need him anyway. We have each other, right? And we have a whole world to explore.
No, there's nothing out there for me. I'm a scarecrow, but all I scare away is my own family.
No.
Maybe, but that doesn't mean...
I don't want to talk about it, okay? Let's just go to sleep.
So we did. Me in the bed, him in the closet. I just hung him from a hook. When I woke up, Twiggy was all eaten away.
Ah, what the...
Corn snake coming out of his eye like a long tear with a tongue. So what can I do? I took all my stuff out of him and I left. I didn't look back. After all, he was just a scarecrow. Just a scarecrow. Oh, thank you, Bucci in the past. Yeah, that was the last scarecrow I ever hung out with. And the first, I guess. But I miss it. You know what? I got all this. You know what? I'm not going to do a dream charcuterie show this year, this show. You know, it'll keep. I got all these pitless dates. And these dateless pits all over the place. Pockets are brimming with them. But, you know, I think I'll just stuff them in Cremo Coil's locker for next week. Because, actually... You know, now that I'm talking about it, listening to that old recording of me and that scarecrow in that Red Roof Inn, it's kind of got me thinking about scarecrows. Because it's a scary world. And we need something to, a totem to keep all that stuff away. Because the FCC hates scarecrows. FCC.
Adage.
So, you know what? It's the season. Why don't we do something fun today? Why don't we construct and build a new scarecrow? The perfect scarecrow. One that'll keep all these devils that swirl around our heads like so many devils. Keep them away. Keep all that away, and maybe also potentially keep that guy Zachary who calls it away. That'd be nice. That's what I'm gonna do. So, I have a couple of pieces of wood that we can use as a brace. But I need something to make the scarecrow with. All I have here now, let's see what I have here. I have a couple of t-shirts. You know what I do? I have a couple of these t-shirts that we're offering up as swag for the WFMU Hellraiser.
Hellraiser.
The WFMU Hellraiser fundraiser that we're doing this month. And we have a couple of t-shirts that we're giving away. We have one, this Cubist Delight one by Mary Fleener. That's like a throwback. It is such a cool shirt. You know, $50 pledge will get you that.
Hellraiser!
And I have this other shirt, too. It's a Jersey Devil. It's showing the Jersey Devil on it, and it's by Alicia Berbenick. Pretty sure that's how you pronounce it. Which is also very cool. So we can kind of... Let's start with that. I'm going to stuff those two things in the head, or, you know, we'll just put them somewhere in there. And, by the way, pledge of $100 will get you both t-shirts. Plus, you know, it'll also get you the Bucci Premium from last year's marathon, which was called 24 Hours with a Friend. There may be 1 to 100 of those left kicking around. So, okay, I've started out. We have two shirts. And I have an iPhone that I want it to be holding. Because I want this scarecrow to be looking at its phone. Sort of like a little commentary of how we all look at phones. It's going to be one of the best commentaries in Jersey City. But other than that, I'm open. I'm talking to you. I want us to build the perfect scarecrow. We need a face. We need clothes. We need something to stuff in those clothes. And I'm not talking like hay here. We're not using hay. It's going to be a hayless scarecrow. I wanted it to be more personal, so it's all of ours. So when we're done, you out there can look at this scarecrow and go, see that scarecrow's thigh? My wedding dress is in there. So, that's after the break. Stuff Bucci's scarecrow until it's bad as a tick. We can stuff it with feathers, with rice, or we could even stuff it with a panda. It's Dungan Panda, only on WFMU.
Hellraiser!
Don't forget to call in on the topic. The topic of the day is...
Stuff Bucci's scarecrow.
So call in with your response now. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. One more time, 201-209-9368. And give Bucci your answer now. Now, back to the music.
Music. That was Dungan Panda off their, 2004, five album, which is, I don't know how to pronounce the name of that album. I think they're Swedish or something. Anyway, we're back.
Bucci.
Those Halloween noises. What are we doing today? Today, we are building a scarecrow. It's not your ordinary scarecrow, too. People out there on the chat or WFMU.org are saying this is probably going to be an ordinary scarecrow. No, it's not. This is like an open source scarecrow. I have to stop saying scarecrow. What I want to do is build it from the inside out. I got a crossbeam. I got two t-shirts I'm going to stuff it with. And I got an iPhone that we're going to stick in its hand. But other than that, I'm relying on you to help me fill this thing. It's going to be the official WFMU straw man. Something that the government can attack and leave us alone. Because it's grim. So we need your help out here, the fundraiser, by the way. Anyway, I want to think outside of the box, too. You know, like this scarecrow, it's going to be, freaky. It can be filled with anything you want. We can fill it with a whole mattress. It can be one of the most rectangular scarecrow. That's the end of that sentence. Some sort of itchy polyester fiber for fingers. Maybe a whole person, or maybe even like three kids standing on each other. So that's WFMU scarecrow that we're building at 201-209-9368. And we need a name for it as well. Some sort of scarecrow name. Usually they're called like Scrabbles or Patchy or whatever the scarecrow in The Wizard of Oz was called. That liar. You know, I go on and on about I bore people at dinner parties about the scarecrow from The Wizard of Oz and how much of a liar it is. Oh, I don't have a brain. Oh, really? How are you thinking logically, then? How are you communicating? Don't have an answer for that, do you, Scarecrow from The Wizard of Oz? So we need a name. We need a kind of a personality, too. Like to have a personality. Fill it with blood and bone and bowels. Well, I'm going to have to build this scarecrow by myself, huh? 201-209-9368. The only thing that's off limits is I can't be in this thing. People are probably going to want me to be somewhere in there too. In the back, but I can't. I'm claustrophobic. Cereal? It'd be pretty ironic if if we filled the scarecrow with grains. Maybe it would be kind of counterproductive, but this could be a counterproductive scarecrow. I don't care. Ten of those foam fingers that you get at games. Baseball games. One for each finger. This thing could be massive. Looming like the tower in Lord of the Rings. I'm so sorry I brought that up. You know, another autumn activity is apple picking. Everyone loves to go apple picking. My current wife and probably future one loves going apple picking. What she does is this is her dream. This is her having fun. We go apple picking, and she takes these apples off the tree, takes an apple off the tree, takes one bite and throws it over her shoulder over and over and over again, leaving a trail of apples, one bite each. Anyway, we could fill the scarecrow with apples. You know, we can use, listen to this, we can use it for muscles. We can create, you know, because I want this thing to be ripped. I want people to see this thing, scarecrow, and go, what kind of protein shakes is that thing drinking? Call her Igabuchi. No, you don't. Call her Igabuchi. Hello, who's this?
Oh, yeah. Jesus. I thought I hung up. This is Seth. Hey.
Hey, Seth. How are you?
Just having sex with myself, man. Mm-hmm. How are you?
I'm fine. Do you have any ideas for this scarecrow that we're trying to build? What do you want to put in it?
Like I said, I wasn't going to call, but nobody thought, all right, newborn puppy. Let's stuff it with newborn puppies.
Well, we're going to have to stuff it with formula then. I don't want to have a bunch of dead puppies in this thing.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to have to, that's very nice, but then someone's going to have to, like, some formula or some very, very soft...
Sure. Look, you've got to feed the puppies.
Yeah,
okay?
I know.
I wasn't like trying to be, disgusting. Right? You got to feed the puppies so that as they grow,
so you're bringing
the scarecrow
puppies.
Also grows. They both still grow together. The scarecrow and the puppies into dogs.
Okay, so let's say we're gonna bring the puppies, and then do you have any beef or chicken? Something that's like very very like a liquidy kind of chicken? Is that a Bucci adage? No.
Yeah, no, just a blender.
All right, so
we might need to use some of the puppies, actually.
Okay, we're not that is off limits. I don't want to have this. I don't want to start this scarecrow, blood-soaked scarecrow. That is not the spirit in which we are building this thing. I'm
The dog will be so hungry, they'll clean it up.
All right. I took your thing. We're going to put a puppy. Where should it go? Where is this puppy going to go? Is it going to go in the belly?
Is it going to go
in the legs?
You don't understand. It's a bunch of newborn puppies, like all squirming around.
In the belly. In the belly.
No, in the whole body. The whole body.
Okay, we got to leave stuff from other things.
There's like 100 newborn puppies.
I think we're going to, this is sad. We're going to lose some of these puppies. I don't know. All right, Sax, we good start.
No.
All right, I'm going to limit it to, I'm going to write it down, 3 puppies. One in the arm, one in the head, and one in the pants. Call you, Gabucci. Hello.
Hello.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, should I say, Boo-chi?
Hey, how are you doing? Who is this?
Franco.
Oh, hey, Franco. How are you?
I'm good. I'm at the record store, cleaning that huge pile of filthy 45s with alcohol and a rag.
Okay, do you want to stick any of these rags or these 45s in there? It might be nice if we had, like, some music. If this was a more musical scarecrow, we could play some...
A musical scarecrow?
Right, you could put on some...
That's a really innovative idea.
Thank you. So what do you want to put in this thing? So far, we have 3 little puppies. And then I'm gonna throw some milk in there too, so the puppies can
eat
milk.
Of course.
Pretty sure they eat milk. All right, what do you think?
Puppies. Well, what we've got here, like I say, I don't want to be redundant. There's piles of 45s from mostly the 50s, 60s, and 70s, and they all have very colorful labels. And some of them, or most of them, were probably released before you were born. But in addition to that, we have a lot of musical instruments. There's a room upstairs that has like a full-on studio practice space.
Okay, should those
guitars, sets of drums, guitars,
saxophone? Should the scarecrow be playing
too.
A saxophone? Or what?
No, there's no wind instruments as far as I know. But what there is, what I'm looking out into the shop, and there is this wooden, it's kind of like a trapezoidal wooden thing, and it has a stuffed seal with a little ruffle collar with polka dots on it, and he has a ball on his nose. Could that be incorporated into it?
Okay, so you want to put this, you want to stuff this scarecrow with a stuffed seal. I'm worried about the puppies chewing this thing to bits. Because if I read the internet correctly, puppies love stuffed seals.
Is the scarecrow going to be a traditional scarecrow with, you know, kind of a crucified scarecrow?
Stuffed seals. Hmm, no. What's that about crucifixion?
You know, it's kind of like a crucifix.
Yes, the frame is, yes. So far, okay. Go ahead.
Well, I was thinking on one of the arms, the stuffed seal with a ball on its head could be balanced on one of the extended arms. Would that work?
Okay, so the seal, I'm going to say SS. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to say the seal is poking out, its little face is poking out the end of the thing, right?
Well, I will provide the raw material. You're going to be the architect.
Raw materials. Okay, that's right. Bucci is the architect.
That's right.
Bucci.
Thank you.
There are Halloween decorations here. There's a lot of Halloween decorations upstairs.
Well, that's
the owner. He loves Halloween.
Okay. Well, I love Halloween too, but we got three more weeks. You know, these shows are going to get scarier and scarier. Don't you worry, Franco. So. So we're going to put a stuffed seal in there. I do have to say, and I'm speaking to other people, not just you, Franco, we need, like, clothes. You know, so far it's just puppies rolling around. We need a container. You know what I'm saying, right? We need something. You know, it can be, I don't know, like I said, a wedding dress, or it can be, I don't know. It can be anything.
Well, I am wearing two shirts at the moment. One a striped T-shirt, and the second one, I am wearing a turquoise cowboy shirt with pearl buttons. And I can donate that. He can be wearing a really jazzy looking cowboy shirt.
Okay, he's wearing a cowboy shirt in which we have some puppies. We have
three puppies.
We got like a liter. I'm going to say a liter of milk for them, and then we're going to have a stuffed. We're going to have a seal with a little ball bouncing on, or balanced on its nose.
Uh-huh.
All right. Thanks, Franco. Appreciate it. 201-209-9368. We're we're crowdsourcing a scarecrow. It's autumn. Is that a Bucci adage?
Bucci adage.
Sometimes I feel like Bucci adages are just lost all meaning. And we have a couple of things. We have a thank you, Franco, for providing a rhinestone turquoise cowboy shirt to contain all these things. We still need pants or trousers or a dress, and of course Pumas. I'm gonna donate my own Pumas to this thing. Pumas. And again, we still need a name. Caller Yagabuchi.
Hello.
Who's this?
Oh, hey, it's Bandit.
Oh, Bandit, how are you?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
I'm fine. So, Bandit, how many scarecrows have you ever built in your life? Not to sound accusatory.
Zero.
What?
Big fat goose egg.
Okay, so this is your first one. So we'll forgive you if you totally screw this up. So what do you think is going to be in this thing?
What do I think is going to be in it? Probably, you know.
Better not say hey.
Odds and ends of questionable origin.
Okay, so let's be more specific, though.
This candy corn, expired candy corn.
Okay, can we have some fresh candy corn in there? I worry about the, again, don't crows love candy corn?
Have fresh candy corn. I do have fresh circus peanuts.
Okay, so so fresh, you know what you do? Have you ever frozen, this is off topic, you ever freeze a, one of those candy corns or like the peanuts, the circus peanuts?
It was a rhetorical question. Charleston chews.
Okay.
I like freezing those.
All right. We're going to stuff candy corn in there. Where should the candy corn go, Bandit?
I was thinking, like, you know, padding around the neck.
So ooh, neck padding. We do.
Stick a head on there.
We can't have this thing flipping and flopping all over the place. We do need some support in the neck. So, candy corn. We're going to have a lot of candy corn in there.
Thankfully, I have a bunch. Okay. I got, like, wheelbarrows here.
Okay. Well, you know, let's dump one whole wheelbarrow of candy corn into the neck of this thing. It's going to have a fat neck, P-H-A-T.
Okay. And you got a funnel? It's going to be easier with a funnel.
Do you have a funnel? I mean, why? I'm bringing the cross.
Oh, wait, yeah, Franco did say you are the architect. So.
Yes. Okay. Well,
my apologies.
That's true. I have to write that down. All right. So, we got a candy corn enough to make a. Let's say the neck is 3 feet wide, and it smells like candy corn, which is win-win for me.
Dope.
Thank you, man. Caller Igabuchi.
Hello.
Hello. Who's this?
This is Mary.
Hey, Mary.
Is this Bucci?
It is. It is. It's Bucci.
Bucci. I love you so much.
Oh, thank you much. I was wondering
if you prefer yellow normal mustard or yellow Dijon.
The grains, like I like Dijon mustard.
With the seeds.
Yeah, with the seeds.
Upon a sausage.
I think puppies like those, too. What about sausages?
Upon a sausage, you drizzle it.
Oh, I see. So are you supplying the mustard and a couple of sausages? We can make fingers out of that sausage. No problem. I'll do that right now.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to do that.
Wow. Have you ever done it all alone?
Have I ever done what all alone?
Trying the sausage.
Well, I have eaten a sausage alone, yeah, like maybe twice in my life. Usually I like to be around people when I'm eating.
My first time was when I was 16.
Okay. So, okay. Well, I mean, I love this. So we're going to have some sausage and they're going to be the fingers, and then maybe the what do you call it? The grain mustard will be its blood. How about that, Mary?
Oh. You're not making much sense today.
How so?
Did something happen?
How so?
I don't know. It's not going in. It's hurting me.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry, Mary, but I'm sorry I'm affecting you, but you have contributed to this show and this scarecrow. Consider.
Do you love me?
Do I what you? Well, I mean.
Okay, do you love me?
You're okay. You're all right. If I saw you in the street, I'd give you one of these head nods. You can't hear it.
I'm really sexy.
Okay. Well, you know what you've made? This scarecrow sexy, too. I guess. I gotta go. I think we can make this scarecrow sexy, by the way. Though people's definitions of that may vary. But I think if it can be, sexy in the way that Snuffleupagus is sexy. I don't know why I said that. Caller Igabuchi.
Yeah, called to speak to Bucci?
Yeah, this is Bucci.
This is Pete.
Bucci.
Hey, Pete, how are you?
Jesus. Doing good.
Yeah, good.
Well, I'll tell you what to put in scarecrow.
Wait, okay, hold on. What's going to go in this scarecrow there, Pete?
Cigarettes.
Mm-hmm. The cigarettes wrapped or just the tobacco? Or
no, a couple loosies. Couple loosies.
So two cigarettes.
Like four.
Four cigarettes, okay. And maybe it'll be smoking a cigarette? Though I can't condone it, though I will.
That's probably not wise.
Okay. So let's say we put a cigarette in there and the puppies can smoke that. And
this guy wearing any pants or what?
Well, no, we don't have pants. That's a good point.
What about the Zubaz pants? Remember those from the 80s?
Yeah, Zubaz. Are those kind of like the MC Hammer pants?
No, they got like the zebra stripes on them, like with the different colors for the sports team.
You're not talking. Oh, I see what you're saying. Like a Seattle Seahawks. Let's say the sport pant. I like that. All right, so that can be its pants. And let's just because it's your idea, we'll stick those cigarettes in there somewhere. It'll fall to the bottom.
Yeah, a couple in the back, somewhere safe.
Yeah, Okay. All right, Pete. Thanks very much. 201-209-9368. The scarecrow is not scaring away the weirdos today, which is fine.
Hellraiser.
It is the Hellraiser. If you can support us here at WFMU, we'd appreciate it, and Bucci would appreciate it. So what do we have so far in this thing? Let me look at it. Okay. So we have Scarecrow with a... I didn't write any of this down. We got some animals in it. We got some milk in it. We have sausage fingers. We got candy corn neck. You know what we don't have in it? The Lord. Might be nice if we stuck some religion. I'm not a fan of the separation of church and scarecrow. Call you, Gabucci. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, who's this?
This is Alexandra.
Hey, Alexandra, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm all right. So, Alexandra, what's your on your mind about this scarecrow? What do we need?
Zumbas. I think it needs to have like a Michael Myers mask on.
Okay, pretty scary. Yeah. A Michael Myers. It does need a face. You're absolutely right. We do need a face. Right now, it doesn't have a head, so it's just the face. All right. You know what? You know what they make the Michael Myers mask out of? They made it out of an old Captain Kirk mask, and then they painted it white. Did you know that about the Michael Myers mask?
I did know that.
Yeah, everybody knows that. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to mansplain the Michael Myers mask.
You're totally mansplaining okay. Michael Myers, yes. But it's okay.
But it could be just Captain Kirk. I would like to see Captain Kirk's face on there.
That's not going to actually, scare the crows, though, because for, 3 years, we had a Michael Myers scarecrow set up for Halloween.
Yeah.
And the crows actually loved it.
They loved it. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
They kind of saw it as Michael, one of them, I think.
Yeah. Michael Myers mask. Okay, cool. And should it have, a knife or whatever he used in what did he do? Did he shove people in Michael Myers in Halloween? I forgot what he did. Should it have a knife or something like that to, further scare away any ticks or whatever?
Yeah, I think a knife.
Okay, we're going to say a knife. Knife in its sausage fingers. All right, thanks, yeah. Alexander. Appreciate it. Bye. Call you got shit to Booch.
Yeah. Boochie, I'm sorry. Scarecrow isn't scaring
me. The scarecrow didn't scare... It's not working. The Michael Myers mask didn't scare you away.
No, I like Michael Myers.
Wait, who is this again?
Good guy. This is Zacharo.
Oh, I thought that was that Mary again. All right, so...
No, Mary. Hey, what kind of mustard do you like, Boochie?
We've already gone over that. So,
okay.
What should this thing be?
What are we trying to scare, though, Bucci? Just the FCC?
Yeah, that's right. We're trying to scare the FCC away from this station. Because the FCC, they're friggin' cowards. I really almost cursed. So, what do you think is going to go in there?
Well,
we need shoes. We need a head. We have a face, but no head.
Face without a head.
Oh, you could do all sorts of heads. We can do a big log head.
Log head?
You ever carve a head out of a log?
Oh, you know what? No, I have not.
Like whittle
That's
it down?
Very personal. No, I think we should have a full uncut log, like a nice tall head. The Myers, mm-hmm. Michael Myers mask isn't going to fit on. A tall, it's only gonna be a
limb. But it could fit on. We could make sure it has like a
maybe
limb,
like six
stump Michael hanging Myers. Off of it.
Okay, so we're gonna let's just say one long log, and great.
From an oak? Can it be an oak log? An oak tree log?
You know, baby, for you, it can.
It can. Maple.
C A N. It can. It will be an oak.
Oh, it can.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
This
Thank
thing
you.
Is gonna be 100% friggin' oak. I promise you.
I love it.
Trust Bucci. All right, bye. Caller, you got Bucci. What's going in the scarecrow?
What are you doing, sir?
No, I have not.
Hello, 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 hello. You're on the radio.
Away from Alma.
Okay.
I'm gonna get the.
All right, you blew it. Caller, you go, Bucci.
Booch.
Yeah. Hey, who's this?
Oh, my name's Wilson.
Wilson. Okay. Hey, Wilson. How are you doing?
Man, I'm okay. How are you?
You don't want to be in the Scarecrow, right?
Me? Do I want to be in the Scarecrow?
Yeah. No, you don't want to be in there somewhere, do you?
I don't want to be physically in the Scarecrow. No.
Okay. Good. All right. So, Wilson, what should it be? What's going in this thing, huh?
I believe no Scarecrow is complete without a nice, concise, simple, easy to read font. And I'm going to suggest Helvetica Neue condensed bold on a t-shirt on the Scarecrow that just says Scarecrow. Like, keep it simple.
Okay.
Scarecrow.
So, all
right. Right there, nice tight kerning.
Wilson,
white t-shirt.
I don't think you can
boom,
say tight kerning.
Boom, the crows are going
the
to be terrified.
FCC is going to be pissed. All right, so wait a minute. So, all right, we do need a. I do believe we have t-shirts stuffed in it, but we don't have a, you know, something like a.
You haven't adorned the shirt.
No, we haven't. So it's going to say it's going to have a. It's going to be some sort of special font. It's going to say what's going to say?
The simplest, most concise, clear, easy to read font. No, there's no curly cues. There's not even any serifs.
Wait, it's sans. Wait a minute. It's not sans serif, is it? Totally sans.
There are zeros. There's not even a hint of serif.
Okay, so it's going to have. All right, so it's a T-shirt with a simple, concise thing. What's the word again?
Scarecrow.
All right, thanks, man. 201-209-9368. We're stuffing this scarecrow like a Thanksgiving ham. We got a lot of stuff in it. We can put more in it. Can have an aluminum exoskeleton. You know what I'd like to put in it? The Epstein files. Caller Igabuchi.
Hello.
Hello. Turn down your radio.
Your one.
Is this the same person? Hello? Hello. Who's this? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello. Who's this?
Story.
What's your name?
Story.
Story. Hey, Story. How are you?
Good.
How many scarecrows have you ever made in your life? Six, seven?
None.
Oh. I wrote six or seven down there. Okay, Story, what's going in the scarecrow?
Oatmeal.
I like that. Cooked or uncooked? Oats or like the mush?
Cooked.
Cooked, all right. A cooked oatmeal, where's it going? Is it in its belly or is it in its head? Oatmeal head?
It's in its belly.
Okay, so it's, and there's a lot. How much oatmeal is in there? Oatmeal.
Maybe 2 liters.
Two liters of oatmeal. All right. Okay, that's a great, that's great. I love it. Thanks, Story. Yeah, let's get this scarecrow fat. Full. There's a lot of food in this scarecrow, I feel. We got candy corn, we got sausage, we got mustard, we got oatmeal, we have something else. Oh, lost that call. Never talking. You should always get the call. So we have, I think we got the Epstein files in this scarecrow as well. What else? The remainder of Cremo Coil's extra long meatball? Call you Gabucci. Who's this?
It's the Wolfman!
Oh, I thought it was Mrs. Bucci. How are you doing, Wolfman? What's up?
I understand you got a scarecrow you're putting together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's going in the scarecrow?
You're doing too much work, Bucci.
What? I'm going to listen to a wolfman about how I build a scarecrow? Is that what you're telling me? I'm going to listen to you? You're the expert?
I know a thing or two about Halloween.
And scaring, right? You know how to scare things. Okay. So, all right, wolfman, what's going in? You teach us. What's going to go in the thing?
Keep it simple, stupid. Just put another scarecrow in it.
Oh, I like that. So, like, you know, that'll help fortify this the existing scarecrow. where we have another one in. I was actually going to stick Micah in it, in the Scarecrow, and he would hold it up, but he said no. All right, Wolfman, thanks. We're almost building this. This thing is almost, almost done. I think that's the Scarecrow's voice. It's starting to talk. 201-209-9368. We got a couple more minutes. We need to fill this thing out. I think we have... I don't know. We do have legs, and it's stuffed with... I don't think they're stuffed with anything. We still need a name. Pool noodles? Dry only, please. I can't touch a wet pool noodle. And I maybe just one more thing to make this thing really live. Micah, do you have any ideas what's going to go in this Scarecrow? You should see how smiley he is. He can't wait to answer this question. What? What's going in it? It could be a religious thing. It can be like, we can make this thing a cult leader, this Scarecrow. You might like that. Some sort of...
Some frankincense and myrrh?
Sure. Frankincense and myrrh. This thing stinks right now.
I can imagine.
So it's going to smell like frankincense and myrrh, whatever that smells like. All right, one more call. Call you, Gabucci.
Bucci.
Yeah,
how's it going?
Yeah, fine. Who's this?
John Areno.
Hey, John Areno. What's going in the Scarecrow? Quick,
How about a bucket hat on top?
There you go. Bucket hat on top. What's the bucket hat say? Salesforce?
Number one.
It says number one. Okay.
It says number one.
All right, Johnny O, whatever. See you, man. We got like three calls all of a sudden. Call Igabuchi.
Hello, this is Brian O.D. from Newark.
Hey, what's up? What's going in the Scarecrow? Really quick, we need one more thing to make this thing really live.
Newspaper in the legs.
Newspaper legs. And I hope it's not a... what's the newspaper say? What are the headlines?
Hindenburg crashes.
Okay. Classic. All right, thanks, man. All right.
Wrap it up.
That's it! It's alive! It's alive! It's alive! Oh, it wants to talk. Oh, let me cut a mouth hole.
Thanks, Bucci.
There you go.
Hey, did you know that WFMU lost its community service grant this year?
Yeah, for some reason I did know.
We used to get $200,000 a year from this fund. That's 8% of WFMU's
budget. Wow, 8%.
So now we need your help to close this 8% gap.
That's right.
Won't you
close
help
that
out
gap, please.
If you can? Scarecrow appreciates.
All right, I don't know what that was. All right, we built the Scarecrow, and it's support WFMU, support Bucci at WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City and Rockland County, 91.9 FM, online all the time at WFMU.org. Up next, the man, Micah, Music of Mind Control, only on WFMU.
I convey this message to you, whom I have stirred with the sound of my voice. These words are my signature. You may bring your doubt, your fear, your faith, or your courage. It matters not, for you will be touched by the rhythm of my voice. It moves through you like a beam of
light that sweeps, if only for a moment, the darkness aside. I dwell in a frequency of light in which finite beings cannot uncover me. If you search for me, you will fail. I am not found or discovered. I am only realized in oneness,
unity, and wholeness. It is the very same oneness that you feel when you are interconnected with all of life.
For I am this, and this alone.
I am all of life.
I am all.
If you must search for me, then practice the feeling of wholeness and unity. In my deepest light, I created you from my desire to understand my universe.
You are my emissaries.
You are free to journey the universe of universes as particles from my infinite womb with destinies that you alone will write. I do not prescribe your journey or your journey's aim.
I only accompany you. I do not pull you this way or that.
Nor do I punish you when you stray from my heart. This I do as an outcome of my belief in you. You are the heirs of my light, which gave you form. It is my voice that awakened you to individuality. But it will be your will
that will awaken you to our unity.
Your desire to know me as yourself that brings you to my presence, so perfectly hidden from your world.
I am behind everything you see, hear, touch, taste, smell, feel, and
believe.
I live for your discovery of me.
It is the highest expression of my love for you.
And while you search for my shadows in the stories of the world,
I, the indelible, invisible light, grow increasingly visible.
Imagine, for this point in space, beneath a black portal, cast in some distant galaxy, and then multiply this distance by the highest numeric value you know.
Congratulations. You have measured an atom of my body. Do you realize how I am unfathomable? I am not what you can know or see
or understand. I am outside comprehension.
I am outside comprehension.
My vastness makes me invisible and unavoidable. There is nowhere you can be.
There is nowhere you can be without me. My absence does not exist.
It is this very nature that makes me unique. I am first cause and last effect. Connected in an undivided chain. There is no supplication that stirs me.
No prayer that invites me further into your world unless it's attended with the feeling of unity and wholeness.
Feeling of unity and wholeness.
There is no temple or sacred object that touches me. They do not, nor have they ever, brought you closer to my outstretched hand.
My presence in your world is unalterable, for I am the sanctuary of both the cosmos
and the one soul inside you. I could awaken each of you in this very moment to our unity, but there is a larger design, a more comprehensive vision
that places you in the boundaries of time and the spatial dimensions of separateness.
This design requires a progression into my wholeness.
That reacquaints you with our unity to the experience of separation.
Your awakening, while slow and sometimes painful, is assured. And this you must trust above all else. I am the ancestral father of all creation. I am a personality that lives inside each of you as a vibration that emanates from all parts of your existence.